Here we are again, Louise. Lizzie here. Hello, everybody. Louise, we're spending some time at the moment looking at different case studies, and we'll be talking to a range of Simply Changing coaches to find out what they're doing and how they're working with their coaches. I would love to hear a story from you about a success that you've had, something interesting from one of your coaching sessions.
Well, as you know, I spend the majority of my time training people to become coaches, credible professional coaches, that is, I have to hasten to add. And I love coaching in business. Coaching in business is something that I really understand, and I think, you know, I enjoy it so very much. One of the most recent coaching sessions that we've undertaken is with a management team, and we'd undertaken phase one of a coaching process, which was about getting a relationship going between the coaches themselves and the management team. And then we started phase two, which was a very specific focus on the growth of the business. So the first session we had was a group coaching session. And to get everybody on the same page, I felt that what we could do is we could start to look at a bit of a timeline. So we know that timeline in coaching is really useful. So what we did was I demonstrated a timeline from another company that I'm working with, and showed what their goals were along the timeline. So for example, I put four pieces of flip chart paper together with a timeline or a line that ran through the center of them, with the starting point being now and the end point being the time at which this company wanted to achieve their goals. And then I drew on that their key milestones. So it was about increasing sales, it was about cutting costs, it was about taking new people on board. And I presented that to the group, and then I gave some flip chart paper to each member of the management team, and they went away and found a space where they could just think and plan out their version of their own timeline. So it was, how far in the future did they see their business operating until? Was it 6 months, 12 months, 18 months? Was it indeed more time than that? So we didn't direct them. We simply gave them a framework, a demonstration of what another organization had done, and gave them the space to create what they wanted. As they presented back those timelines, we then mapped it on one big timeline, which showed the similarities and the differences between their thinking across those members of the management team. It was really powerful and very illuminating, and it was a very positive way of, one, them being able to think into the future and be heard about what was important to them, and also see that come together as one complete timeline when everybody's timelines had been taken into consideration and amalgamated on the one for that organisation. So we're using that in this particular phase. And the important thing is for each and every member of that management team to recognize that they have a voice, and also that their other management team members have a voice too, and that there needs to be cooperation and consideration across those roles. It was really powerful. It was really clean. It did exactly what we wanted it to do, and everyone enjoyed it tremendously.
It's interesting, isn't it, that each of the members of the management team being able to go away and work on their own timeline with their coach allowed them the space to put their ideas into words, into pictures in that way, without sitting perhaps in a confrontational way, arguing their point to their colleagues. So it was a fantastically freeing up process, wasn't it?
It was. What I noticed was that as each member of the management team was presenting their timeline, everybody else was interested in what they had to say. So we moved them from being maybe potentially defensive or critical to being open and receptive. And the overriding state of that meeting was one of curiosity and interest.
That's lovely. And it does demonstrate, doesn't it, how bringing coaching into a context can change the energy and the processes, the ways in which people work, whether it's in a private individual context or, as you're saying there, in a business arrangement. Wonderful.
Absolutely. It's really exciting stuff, this world that we inhabit, isn't it, as coaches?
It is, Louise. And every opportunity that's there, we're looking for it and we're enjoying our coaching. Thank you very much for that, Louise. That was really interesting. And another one of the case studies along the way. We're going to be bringing more case studies to you through these podcasts on a regular basis. We hope you've enjoyed listening to that. And tune in again for more case studies from Simply Changing.
Bye.
Bye.